Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Michael Keegan, and our conversation continues with Michelle Moore, Federal Environmental Executive, Executive Office of the President. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Elizabeth Bryant. Michelle, we've discussed your role in promoting sustainability and environmental stewardship. Before we go any further, would you define for us sustainability? What does it actually mean in practice?
I mean, clearly, there are a lot of definitions about sustainability, and some of them go on for pages and pages and pages. The executive order defines it fairly straightforwardly. It's very much in the spirit of the way the president has spoken about the topic as well, and that's meeting the needs of today without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs.
Going green makes good environmental sense. But how does going green and employing a formal sustainability program make good business sense? Would you give us a sense of what makes it economical to go green?
From my perspective, certainly from our perspective, you know, green government is as much good government as anything else. And there are a couple of things about the way that we're approaching this effort under the executive order that are notable in that regard. You know, number one, there's a lot of process that the agencies have been going through as a part of this effort. You know, one of the things that the executive order calls for is for the agencies to deliver a strategic sustainability performance plan, which I just refer to as a sustainability plan, by June of this year. And that plan has to be updated annually every year thereafter. Now, this is a non-trivial effort in terms of the amount of thought and the amount of coordination that goes into it. But we asked for this very deliberately because we didn't want for agencies to be pushed down a particular programmatic path with the sort of erroneous notion that there was a one-size-fits-all solution to sustainability in such a tremendously diverse group of agencies. And the sustainability plans also are required to align with agency mission and operational footprint. And the Defense Department, for instance, has really embraced leadership under the executive order and leadership in setting a greenhouse gas pollution reduction target in the context of energy security. So they view it as very fundamentally tied to mission in a way that's distinct from the way that DOE or EPA, or even Department of the Treasury, would connect this effort to their work. So by really connecting the sustainability planning effort to the business planning effort every year, we'll get better buy-in, better implementation, and better results and accountability. What would be the opposite of that result would be, you know, agencies or organizations just pursuing kind of, you know, green bling that may check a box, but that's not going to create the kind of fundamental transformation that we'd like to see and really moving towards sustainability across these organizations, you know, as opposed to just having a headline project or an event or a press release.
So as a follow-up, given the diversity and the variety of missions and the size of the federal government, is it your job to get them to buy into the operational reductions that happen because folks pursue a sustainability program?
Interestingly, there is a very widespread agreement on the fact that, you know, green government is good government from the perspective of the bottom line as well. You know, early on in my role here, we went and visited with 17 of the agencies that we currently work with to sit down, do some listening, have a sense of what the agencies felt would be the best initiatives that we could drive forward, how we could be helpful, and what might have been challenges in the past that we could help to resolve. And across the board, you know, the attitude that was expressed by the new leadership and also by many career professionals who'd been really core to this effort across many, many years, was that this absolutely made sense for us to do. And there was a readiness among all of the agency communities that we work with to step forward as leaders. And again, you know, to lead in a way that was concordant with that agency's mission, that really aligned with what it was that they were doing from a governance perspective as well.
You've mentioned the executive order 13514. Federal sustainability. And you've touched on a little bit of the requirements, but I'd like to delve a little deeper. Would you outline the goals and requirements set forth in that executive order? And how does that order build on or expand on previous environmental executive orders like 13423.
The executive order on federal sustainability really challenges the federal government to step up and lead by example towards a clean energy economy. And this is something that's really our responsibility when you think about the scale and scope of federal operations. And we own nearly 500,000 buildings, more than 600,000 fleet vehicles. We purchase more than $500 trillion in goods and services every year. And that's the kind of presence in a marketplace or the kind of presence in a community that can be tremendously transformative in a positive way. And take the purchasing requirements, for instance. There are a lot of clean tech and green tech businesses that are just getting underway. As a customer, the federal government can be the kind of partner that helps turn a really good entrepreneurial idea into a great American enterprise that's creating jobs. And that's the kind of leadership that we want to see. So the executive order sets some high-level performance goals to help us all get there together and then charges the agencies with sustainability plans, reporting, transparency, so that we can make sure that we're fully accountable for actually reaching that high. One of the new goals that the order set was a federal greenhouse gas pollution reduction target. Now, we took a particular approach to setting this goal. All of the agencies were charged with reporting in by January of 2010, the first day, actually, after everybody was back from the holidays, a greenhouse gas reduction number. So every agency had the opportunity to set a target, again, that was going to comport with their mission and comport with their operations. And then the Council on Environmental Quality had 30 days to aggregate those numbers and report a federal-wide target into the president. That greenhouse gas reduction target is 28% by 2020 for the federal agencies. We also have existing requirements that works very harmoniously with. For instance, the energy intensity improvements that are required under Executive Order 13423. The renewable energy requirements for federal agencies that are embodied in statute. So again, kind of from a planning, from an operations, from a good government perspective, it really works as a harmonious measure that helps us to bring together some good things that were already happening in the federal agencies and do even better to lead by example. And we also have goals related to water efficiency, petroleum reduction. And again, the petroleum reduction goals will help to drive towards those greenhouse gas reduction targets. Green purchasing, which is fully implementing a set of requirements that the federal government already has through prior executive order and statutes, like buying Energy Star electronic equipment and appliances, for instance. And then there are a whole set of recommendations and guidance documents that the executive order tees up as well. And those are actually due in April of 2010. And they range from developing a federal greenhouse gas protocol. So that's how the federal government will actually measure and report on its greenhouse gas emissions, to guidance on clean fleets, so that we're optimally managing our car and truck fleets to reduce petroleum, reduce greenhouse gases, and meet the goals of the order. And, you know, understanding what recommendations we might act on related to greening our supply chain or selecting more sustainable locations for all the green buildings that the government builds.
As you noted, Executive Order 13514 requires agencies to meet a number of energy, water, and waste reduction targets, some of which have been called ambitious. I was curious, how were these targets developed? Could you share a little bit of the process? For example, you referenced 28% relative to one of your goals. How did you come up with 28% as opposed to, say, 29% or even 12%?
The federal-wide greenhouse gas pollution reduction target is 28% by 2020. But it's important to understand that that number was actually developed from the ground up, from the agency's perspective. So each agency went through a 90-day process, you know, to understand what their 2008 baseline greenhouse gas emissions were for Scope 1 and Scope 2, which is direct emissions from things like the gasoline that you use in your fleet vehicles. And it's also building energy use that's typically captured under Scope 2. Now, the agencies reported those numbers into the Council on Environmental Quality and the Office of Management and Budget. We reviewed and validated those targets. And then the 28% is a weighted average of all of the agency targets that were submitted. So developing the federal-wide greenhouse gas reduction target was a very thoughtful process that engaged experts from across the agencies to really look at, you know, what we were doing today and how much further we could stretch ourselves to meet President Obama's challenge to lead by example.
In what ways do the requirements and goals of the executive order seek to build on the momentum of the Recovery Act to help create a clean energy economy?
The Recovery Act included more than $80 billion overall in investments in the clean energy economy. And within that $80 billion, there were also fairly significant investments in energy efficiency and sustainability in federal buildings, for instance, about $5.5 billion to GSA, and similar investments in energy efficiency, sustainability, and facilities within the Department of Defense, for instance. And it's an opportunity to really leverage the investments that are being made through the Recovery Act to also dramatically improve performance in federal building energy efficiency, for instance, in ways that are also going to help us to achieve the environmental and economic performance goals that are set forth in the executive order.
Implementation of the executive order should focus on integrating achievement of sustainability goals with agency mission and strategic planning. And it requires each agency to develop an integrated strategic sustainability performance plan, otherwise known as an SPP. Can you tell us a little bit more about these plans and how they seek to integrate environmental considerations into daily operations and the agency management decisions?
The full name of those plans is really a mouthful. So I'm just going to refer to it as a sustainability plan. And that's an effort that's underway now at all the agencies. And what we are looking for that to be is, you know, not just a work product that's ultimately going to deliver on the requirements of the executive order, but it's an opportunity for the agencies to really lay out their path. You know, what are the key projects, programs, changes that we can make that are going to help us to achieve these goals in great specificity. And because this is a way that we'll be able to coordinate, you know, identify common trends across the agencies in terms of how they're going after sustainability in the context of their mission, and understand how best we can continue to support this effort across the federal community. You know, right back to some of the points that we talked about earlier as it relates to the role of my office, or what it means to be a leader and a good listener in advancing this role. The sustainability plans also have some pretty specific requirements as it relates to the executive order as well, you know, related to how projects get prioritized. You know, one of the things that we're going to be looking for is validation that the agencies have really identified, you know, not only what the proverbial low-hanging fruit is in terms of advancing the ball forward on, you know, efficiency, greenhouse gas reduction, reducing waste, you know, by 50%, but also that they've been thoughtful about looking at the life cycle benefit of those projects from a taxpayer perspective and putting the projects and programs on the top of the list that are going to have the highest return in economic and social terms as related to the costs, the investment that may need to be made.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the process to ensure accountability and annual agency progress with these plans?
Accountability and transparency is a fundamental part of the effort. Number one, OMB is going to be issuing scorecards on agency performance. Scorecards have been issued in the past related to performance under previous executive orders. And one of the things that we're looking for with this is that OMB wouldn't only be scoring agencies, but that performance would also be made public and publicly available on agency websites. Also, there's some key deliverables defined under the executive order that would be made transparent to the public as well. One of the things that we're undertaking now, actually, is working towards setting agency greenhouse gas reduction targets for Scope 3 or for indirect emissions. And those are things like employee commuting, employee travel, or emissions that may be associated with waste streams, with, you know, the trash that we throw away every day. And publishing the comprehensive federal greenhouse gas inventory, once that's in early next year in January, is another way that we'll be able to demonstrate transparency and ultimately hold ourselves accountable and allow the public to hold us accountable for doing what we said we were going to do and for meeting the targets that the president set for us.
How is the federal government pursuing sustainability efforts? We will ask Michelle Moore, Federal Environmental Executive, Executive Office of the President, to share with us when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.